啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone。
我们第五次来学习马拉基书里面神跟人的对话。
We'd like to commence a fifth session of the book of Malachi, the conversation between God and man。
啊，从对话当中，我们可以看到神对人非常的清楚。
From the conversations, we can see God clearly knows man。
啊，但是人并不认识神。
Yet men do not know God.
这个差距就是关系上的差距。
And this difference is a difference in their relationship.
所以我们要跟神建立亲密的关系，需要认识神。
Therefore, in order to build an intimate relationship with God, we need to know God.
信这很好，这是开始。
Belief is good, for it is the start.
所以在彼得后书里面提到我们属灵的追求。
In 2 Peter, it tells us of our spiritual pursuit.
在第一章说，有信心要加上有德性。
And so in chapter 1 says, you must have faith on top of deeds.
那德性来代表我们的信心。
And these actions and deeds will represent our faith.
那有德性要加上有知识。
Once you have virtue, you must have knowledge.
这个知识就是认识神的知识。
This is a knowledge of knowing God.
那就是马拉基书里面所提到我们人对神的知识不够。
This is the what is mentioned in the book of Malachi that men lack the knowledge of God.
所以人跟神的关系有问题。
Therefore, there is problems in the relationship between God and man.
那我们现在回来看第三章马拉基书。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 3.
第三章的第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军的神说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
Verse 7. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return?
这个地方神说，你们已经偏离我了。
Here God said, you have gone away from my ordinances.
但是神又说那你现在要转回来因为你已经偏了，你要转回来。
Then God said, since you have gone astray, so now you have to turn back to me.
那我就转回向你。
And I shall return to you.
但是以色列百姓说，我如何才是转向呢？
Yet the Israelite people say, in what way shall we turn?
所以第一个，他不知道自己已经偏了。
First of all, they do not know that they have already gone astray.
第二个，他也不知道怎么才可以转回来。
Secondly, they do not know how to return.
所以很显然，这个关系当然是有问题。
So it is apparent that there is a problem with this relationship.
人跟人常常是相对的。
Oftentimes, men, we are relative to each other.
所以没有什么绝对的对或绝对的错。
There is no absolute right or wrong.
那特别是结婚以后。
Especially after you are married,
我们常常发现，夫妻意见不一样。
We may often discover there are different opinions between the spouses.
那有时候就你没有办法说对方是对的，我是错的。
There are times when we can't say for certain that you're right or I'm right.
我是对的，你是错的。
Or I'm right and you're wrong.
我的有时候观念差很多。
Because sometimes our concepts and thinking may be very far off.
所以夫妻的生活有时候需要妥协。
Therefore, in the spousal relationship and life, there compromises need to be made.
或者说要让步。
Or we need to give way to the other spouse.
那这个关系才能够很和睦。
Only by that can the spousal relationship be harmonious.
但是当我们跟神在建立关系。
However, in a time when we are building a relationship with God,
这个不是相不，这个神是绝对的。
For God is absolute.
他是绝对的对。
He is always right.
所以跟神不一样就是偏。
So、therefore, when we are different from God, then we have gone astray from Him.
那神的旨意是绝对的好。
And the commandments of God are the will of God are absolutely good.
那我们的想法做好跟神的旨意不一样就是不好。
When our thoughts are different from that of God, that means our thoughts are not good.
那神就是光。
God is the light.
如果我们的生活离开神，就是进到黑暗。
When our life departs from God, that means we have entered into darkness.
所以当我们开始在看信仰的时候， 我们有一个观念，就是神是绝对的对。
When we begin to look into our life, the concept we must have is that God is always right.
啊，神是绝对的好。
And God is absolutely good.
那这样啊，我们要来看我们自己就很清楚。
Then it will be easy for us to look clearly at ourselves.
啊，我们在十几年前曾经到，圣地亚哥去，啊，住一个。华人教会在那里聚会。
Ten some years ago, we were at San Diego and we rented an Oriental church for service.
因为那时候想说在那边是不是能够建立一个祈祷所。
And we thought to build to establish a house of prayer there.
那个牧师就很高兴就答应了。
So the pastor he was very glad to agree to us.
因为他的弟弟在中国大陆也是真耶稣教会的传道人。
Because his brother was also a pastor, is also a pastor at TJC in China.
那第一次聚会，那个牧师说他要讲几句话。
The first time, we had the service, the pastor said he wanted to speak a few words.
那我们想，既然用他的会堂，他说要他要讲几句话，我们不能说你不能讲。
So we thought, since we are renting from them, so we cannot refrain, we cannot reject his request.
他就上去讲了。
So he went on the podium and spoke.
他说，人说真耶稣教是异端。
First of all, he said people say that True Jesus Church, is a
异端
it's a cult.
Yeah, 我觉得不是。
And I feel that it is not.
那我听了就很高兴了。
So when I heard this, I was glad.
他说，真耶稣，大家说异端，他说不是。
So when everyone say True Jesus Church is a cult, he said it is not.
但是他接下去说，我觉得真耶稣教会是极端。
But following, I said I feel that True Jesus Church is extremist.
这个也是不是很好的评论。
So it is not a very good opinion or.
那聚完会我就跟他讨论，那你怎么会说，那不是异端变成极端
？So after service, I discussed with him. Why do you say that we're not a cult, but we are extremist?
他就说你们讲的都是照圣经。
He said everything you speak of is according to the Bible.
但是你太强调圣灵了，所以变极端。
But you emphasize too much on the Holy Spirit, so you have become extremist.
所以。有时候我们在看一个人是不是极端，就是要以主流为主。
Therefore, when we judge or when we view someone, whether they're extremist or not, it is based on the societal trends.
对。那如果站在主流的边缘，那我们就说这个是极端。
If you're standing on the verge of the mainstream, then you will judge that as an extremist.
所以这个牧师对我们教会这样讲哦，是因为他。看在这个主流的这个角度来看我们教会哦，在不太一样。
The pastor said this about our church because he's looking at us from the mainstream perspective.
那既然极端，在他的看法就是需要调整。
Since we are considered extreme to him, then we need some adjustments.
但是我们不会觉得我们是极端。
But we don't see ourselves as extreme.
主耶稣升天以后
，After Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
他赐下圣灵
He sent down the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵在地上继续工作
Through the Holy Spirit, he continued to work on this world.
所以使徒行传要叫做圣灵的行传
Therefore, Acts of the Apostle also called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会的创始人是谁
Who's the founder of True Jesus Church?
每一个教会你去看他 website 都有创始人
If you look at the website of every denomination, there is a founder.
但真耶稣教会的创始人Website 上写是主耶稣。
But on the True Jesus Church website, you can see the founder is Lord Jesus.
也有人写 email 来，一定有创始人什么主耶稣。
Some people actually wrote us email saying you must have a founder. How can it be just Lord Jesus Christ?
那真是主耶稣啊。
But it truly is Lord Jesus.
那刚开始那三个人只是工具而已。
In the beginning, those three people were merely God's workers and tools.
那怎么主耶稣怎么在？在地上建立真耶稣教会呢
？So how did Lord Jesus establish True Jesus Church in this world？
初代工人祷告，圣灵降下来。
When the early workers prayed, God sent down the Holy Spirit。
圣灵启示他们真理。
And the Holy Spirit inspired them the truth。
所以我们现在五大教义是圣灵启示的。
So our five basic doctrines are inspired by the Holy Spirit。
那个时候他们圣经还不太懂。
And but it's because they're not familiar with the Bible.
所以现在在解释五大教义，这个圣经是后来一直补上去的。
And therefore today when we explain the five basic doctrines, we include a lot of biblical references.
那从1917年开始
，Starting from 1917，
很快的，不到几年就从北方一直传到南方，传到南洋，传到台湾。
And very rapidly the gospel spread from the north to the south to the southeastern China and to Taiwan.
那个时候很注重祷告。
And that time we focused greatly on prayers.
没有人。 很懂圣经啊，念念念就祷告。
And during that time, not many people understand the Bible well, but they pray a lot.
这个教会有神的能力、啊。
And the power, the church was filled by the power of God.
没有人挡得住，就一直传，一直传。
And no one could hinder it, and it continued to spread like fire.
所以为什么我们会强调圣灵
？And this is why we emphasize greatly on the Holy Spirit.
因为我们的教会是圣灵亲自运行建立的。
Because our church is personally directed and established by the Holy Spirit.
所以因为圣灵的启示。所以我们知道这个最重要得救的道理就在这个教会里面。
Due to revelation of the Holy Spirit, we know the truth of salvation can only be found in this church.
因此站在我们教会，当然我们不是极端。
Therefore, standing in our own perspective, we know we are not extremists.
所以我们传福音给别人。
When we preach the gospel to others,
也传给其他的基督徒。
We also preach to other Christians.
要叫他们全部都归入真耶稣教会。
So they may all return and come into True Jesus Church.
来接受这个得救的要道。
To accept this gospel of salvation.
所以这个异端跟极端主要是站在哪里在看。
Therefore, the difference between cult and extremists all depends on which perspective you look at it.
我们是要站在主流来看一个特定的对象，还是站在神的立场来看特定的对象？
Will you look at a certain object from the standpoint of a mainstream, what is so-called mainstream, or will you look at it from the standpoint of God?
这个常常不太一样。
Many times this is different.
这个所谓主流，有时候这个是人在解释圣经。
Oftentimes, the so-called mainstream is what people use to discern or judge the Bible.
但是因为没有圣灵在带领，所以有时候就不太一样，跟原来圣经的意思是不一样。
However, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, what they interpret may be different from the Bible.
比方说今天你如果照片差不多所有的教会今天聚会
For example, if you, most of the Christian denominations will have service today、
这个变主流了
And that has become a mainstream、
但是我们教会是安息日聚会
However, our church observes Sabbath
那跟主流就不太一样了
We're different from the mainstream、
所以在主流之下我们就有一点偏了
Therefore, under mainstream, we're considered a little bit off
但是如果我们再深入去查考
But if we have a deeper study
礼拜天聚会这是传统
Having service on Sunday is merely a tradition
连天主教的教义问答里面都写得很清楚
Even the Q&As in the Catholic doctrines has written it clearly
安息日哪一天
What day is the Sabbath
第七天
It's the seventh day of the week
那为什么我们现在守礼拜天
So why is it that today we observe the seventh day?
它里面有记载一年在公元第四世纪有哪一年这个他们开会所决定的
And so in the records you can find that at a certain year the fourth century this is when they have decided in a meeting
那以后变成教会的传统
And later it became a tradition of the church
所以我们在看教会的事情
Therefore when we are viewing the matters of the church
不一定要以民意为主
And we do not need to look at it from a title or from a status.
民意的，就是人民的意见。
Or we do not need to look at it from the people's opinions.
当然，如果这个一群人都是很属灵的。
Of course, if this group of people are spiritual,
好像《使徒行传》十五章他们在开会。
For example, in Book of Acts, chapter 15, when they're having the Jerusalem meeting,
都是长老、使徒被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
There are elders and deacons and apostles filled by the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God.
那这个他们的意见是值得尊重的。
Then their opinions are worthy of respect.
如果一般人连圣经都没有读过一遍
，However, for ordinary people who have never even read through the Bible once,
也没有得圣灵
，They have not received the Holy Spirit.
那这一种的民意，这一种的主流，我们是要相当谨慎。
Then we need to be very careful of these kind of so-called mainstream and these opinions.
我们要从神来领受属灵的智慧。
We need to receive the spiritual wisdom from God.
能够看事情跟神看的一样。
And to be able to view things from the perspective of God.
那这样我们在神的面前就不会偏。
And by that, we'll never go astray before God.
那不管主流怎么看我们。
Regardless of how the mainstream views us.
我们不需要太在乎，我们在乎只是神怎么看我们。
All we need to care about is how God looks at us.
因为神是绝对的标准。
For God is the absolute standard.
所以我们回来看这个第三章。
Let's read back to Malachi chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为我神是不改变的。
For I am the Lord, I do not change.
这句话相当的。
This is an absolute, it carries absolute meaning.
没有一个人能够这样讲。
Not a single person can declare this.
世界上没有一个东西可以用这样来讲。
And this cannot also not describe any one thing in this world.
我们反问世界上有哪一个不会改变？
If we in turn question what thing in this world will never change?
连圣经说天地都渐渐变旧了。
In the Bible tells us that even the heavens and earth will grow old.
一切都在变。
Everything is constantly changing.
但是这里说我神是不改变的。
However, here it says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change."
这个好像以前他们在航海。
Just like the ancient time when they're navigating the sea.
他怎么决定方位？
How do they determine the direction or their location?
我们到夏威夷里面去看。
If you have gone to Hawaii,
有一个博物馆说夏威夷人从哪里来？
And so there's a museum telling you where the Hawaiians come from.
夏威夷人从萨摩尔群岛来的。
And so the Hawaiians come from the Samoa Islands.
那萨摩尔人从哪里来？
So where do the Samoans come from?
从菲律宾那边来的。
And they come from Philippines.
那他是怎么从菲律宾飘到萨摩尔，萨摩尔飘到夏威夷？
So how did they end up? How did they drift from Philippines to Samoa and from Samoa to Hawaii?
当时他们有用这个木头钉的一些，用竹子木头钉一个小小竹筏。
So at that time, they make woods. They make drifts out of wood.
那他就看白天就看月亮，在看那个太阳。
In the morning, they will look at the sun.
那晚上就看星星、月亮。
At night, they will look at the stars and moon.
那他就可以决定方向。
And by them, they can determine their location.
那如果有一天那个乌云密布，太阳看不到，月亮、星星看不到，他就迷失了。
On the days when they are cloudy, or when they cannot see the sun or the moon, then they will be lost.
甚至连我们现在所谓 GPS 卫星定位也是一样。
Even today, same thing with our GPS system.
如果开到一个地方，你收不到卫星的讯号。
When you drive to a place, remote area where you cannot receive the satellite signals,
这个 GPS 没有用了。
Then your GPS will become useless.
所以人生要去找到哪一点它是不会动的，这个很重要。
Therefore, in life, it is very important for us to seek that set point where it never changes.
那一点不会动的。我们能够抓得住，我们才能够知道我现在在哪里。
If we're able to hold on to that set point which never changes, then do we know where we are at?
所以我们活着绝对不能够随着这个世界的风俗、民间的潮流，这样一直在改变自己的想法、生活方式，这是危险的。
As we live, we cannot drift according to the trends of this world and the thoughts of this world, for this is very dangerous.
只有一个不会改变。
There's only one thing that never changes.
他就是我们所拜的神。
And that is the God whom we worship.
他就是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他就是我们的主宰。
He is our Master.
所以第三章第六节说，我是神是不改变的。
Chapter 3 verse 6 says, I am the Lord, I do not change.
那既然神不改变，
Since God never changes.
所以第七节。
For 7,
从列祖以来，你们常常偏离我的典章。
Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances.
如果把我的典章盖遮起来，就是从列祖以来，你们常常偏离我。
And if you cover ordinances, it means yet from the days of your father, you have gone away from me.
那我们就想，神看不见我，什么叫做偏离神？
You may ask, you cannot see God, so what does it mean that we have gone away from God?
偏离神的典章就是偏离神。
Going away from God's ordinances is going away from God.
因为神是不变的。
For God is never changing.
神的话安定在天，直到永远。
And God's words are set in heaven for eternity.
这个也是不变的。
And that also never changes.
所以偏离神的话，你不没有照着去做，照着去生活，就是偏离那不会变的神。
Therefore, going away from God's ordinances, not living according to His commands, means we have gone away from God.
所以今天我们感觉到我们非常的可贵，就是。我们能够找到一套的原则，从小到老都很适用，不需要改变。
Today we are very precious because we have found a set of principles that we can abide by, which never changes from our young till when we are old.
这个原则就是神的话。
And that principle is the word of God.
那我们在这个原则上架构我们的价值观、人生观、生活方式、生活内容。
It is on this principle where we will build up our values, our life.
那为什么当时列祖以来常常会偏离神的典章？
Why is it that from the days of their fathers they have often gone astray from God's ordinances?
那如果我们从生命这样一直读到这个四世纪，
If we continue to read from Deuteronomy till Judges,
你包括 以利亚那个世代
including the time period of Elijah,
就是他们跟外族人混在一起
it's that they were intermingled with the Gentiles.
那这个外族有外族的文化
and the Gentiles had their own set of traditions.
在以利亚那个时代，外族的文化就是拜巴利
during the time of Elijah, the tradition of the Gentiles was to worship Baal.
那他们为什么这么喜欢拜巴利
why did they enjoy worshiping Baal?
因为这个巴利有几个象征
because there are a few representation to Baal.
象征丰盛
represents
prosperity,
prosperity.
象征成功。
It also represents success.
还有其他几个意义。
And a few other meanings.
所以很快，这个以色列百姓就接受的这个外族的文化。
Very quickly, the Israelites accepted this Gentile tradition.
那站在神看起来，这个就偏了。
However, in the eyes of God, this is what where they have gone astray from Him.
所以我们就看那个摩西实在是很可贵的一个人。
We can see how precious Moses indeed was.
这希伯来书说，摩西在王宫长大。
Hebrews tells us that Moses grew up in the palace.
而且摩西学的埃及一切的学问。
Moses had also learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
And he was great in power in his speech and work.
王宫有权。
In the palace, he has strength, power.
王宫有钱。
In the palace, he had wealth.
王宫有最终的快乐。
In the palace, he had all the indulgence.
这一种环境，最世俗的环境会腐化人。
And those most secular environment will secularize a person. 然后
他在学埃及一切的学问，这个思想很容易被变的。
And when he learned all the knowledge of Egypt, it's easily for him to convert his thinking.
但是摩西长大了。
But once Moses grew up,
他里面的价值观没有变。
His values never changed.
他对神的态度没有变。
His attitude toward God never changed.
这个很难得。
And this is very precious.
这个是我们今天一个很大的考验。
And however, this is a great test for all of us today.
我们要先抓住不变的。
First of all, we need to grasp onto what never changes.
我们就能够应付万变。
Then we will be able to face everything that changes around us.
如果这个看不准，抓不稳。
However, if we cannot see it clearly and grasp hold onto it,
我们就随波逐流。
Then we will drift along the trend.
看起来在拜神。
And even though we may seem as if we are worshiping God,
一看生活没有神啊。
But when you look into our life, there is no God to be found.
看起来很认真，很在拼。
Even though we may seem that we are working and striving very hard.
但是一看起来这不是为着神啊。
But when you look inside, you are not doing everything for God.
为什么？
Why is that?
没有抓住那个不变。
Because we have not yet hold on to what never changes.
所以神说你偏离我的典章而不遵守。
Therefore God said you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them.
那现在要怎么办
？So what do we do now？
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you。
这句话就讲了神跟人的关系是相对的。
And this phrase tells us that God, our relationship with God is one that is interactive。
比方说夫妻吵架，有这第一个现象叫做彼此都不看对方。
For example, when the spouses have a fight, the first thing that may happen is that they don't look at each other or speak to each other.
所以有时候教会你可以看哪个夫妻吵架。你如果在教会看夫妻都不看，最近可能吵架。
So even at church, you may observe which couple have had a fight recently. You can tell by them not looking at each other.
那但是有时候你可以看到，这个夫妻两个眼睛在常常看来看去啊，刚刚结婚。
Yeah, but you may also observe that the husband and the wife are always constantly looking at each other. Then you can tell they may be newlyweds.
所以从他们彼此互动的态度，你可以晓得他们有没有爱。
So between from their interaction, you may observe whether they have love between them.
那既然神说你转向我，我就要转向你，就表示人跟神是背相对的。
Since God says return to me and I will return to you, that means we are side by side with God.
神不看人，人也不看神。
Or there we are back to back with God, therefore God will not look at us and we will not look at God.
当然这个关系是有问题的。
So there is a problem with this relationship.
那现在神说，你只要转向我，我就转向你。
But now God says, return to me and I will return to you.
我们在现实生活当中，
In our reality of life,
常常会觉得，如果你得罪一个人，
Many times we may feel today if I run against a person,
他就把你漠视，当作你不存在。
They will treat us as we don't exist anymore.
你一生关系可能不会再好过来。
And that may end our relationship with that person forever.
但是他就装着没看到你啊。
When they see us, they may just pretend you don't exist.
好像你不存在一样啊。
It just as they don't see us at all.
因为不需要我的存在，他还是活得好好。
Because even without my existence, that person can still live a very good life.
我不需要他的存在，我也活得好好，所以两个好像都不在同一个世界一样。
Likewise, I can still live my life without knowing he exists.
那现在既然人偏离了神，
But now, since men have gone away from God,
其实神没有人啊，神还是可以，还是神啊。
And for God, without man, he will still be God.
他的能力，他的荣耀不会改变。
His might and glory still doesn't change.
但是人如果没有神，人就死定了。
However, man without God, man will surely die.
我们天天都是因为神的能力恩典，我们才可以活着。
Every day we live because of God's grace and might.
但是当人偏离了神，
But when men have gone astray from God,
神没有错的。
And God still hasn't done wrong.
因为神是绝对，他没有错。
For God is absolute, He does not commit mistakes.
那我们就现在想一个问题啊，那为什么神要理人？
Let us think about this question then. Why does God bother with men?
神就不是把你当作不存在，这样就好了吗？
Can God just treat us as we don't exist?
那为什么还一直差遣先知悔改吧，回头啊，悔改吧，回头啊？
But why does He continue to send prophets to tell the people to return to Him?
如果我们看那个以赛亚书四十章里面。在神的眼中我们像什么？
If we turn to Isaiah chapter 40, then we may see how God views us.
我们看以赛亚书的四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
十七节。
Verse 17.
万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃是虚空。
17. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless.
15.
15.
看了，万民像水桶中的一滴，又像天平的微尘。他举起来，众海岛好像极微之物。
And behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and around counted, and are counted as a small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing.
我们在这里有没有微尘？有。
Do we have dust here? Yes, we do.
我们有没有看到？
Have we seen them?
没有。
No.
为什么有你看不到？
How is it that there are dust yet we can't see them?
太小了。
Because they are too small.
所以在神的面前。
Therefore, before God's presence,
我们好像微尘。
We are just like a small dust.
所以在十七节里面呢、啊，好像是虚无，不及虚无，乃是虚空。
Therefore, in 17 says we are as nothing or less than nothing and worthless.
所以在神面前我们真的是很小。
Therefore, we're truly insignificant before God.
但是当人偏离了他，为什么神要理人？
But in the time when men have gone astray from God, why is it that God will come and seek us?
为什么神不用人对人的方式来对待我们？
Why is it that God doesn't treat us the way we treat other men?
那这就要看到神的本性是什么。
Then we need to understand the essence and nature of God.
好，我们来看。诗篇三十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 36.
诗篇的三十六篇。
Psalm chapter 36.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神啊，你的慈爱上抵诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
这提到神的两个本性。
Here speaks of the two characteristics
of God. 神的慈爱上及诸天。
Lord's mercy, which is in the heavens.
在神看来。
To God.
不管我们犯多少罪。
Does not matter how much sins we have committed.
不管我们是谁。
No matter who we are.
我们是他造的。
We are created by Him.
我们是他的产业。
We are His inheritance.
我们是他所爱的。
We are His beloved.
就是因为这样，神才在乎我们。有没有回转？
It is because of all these that God cares whether or not we turn back to Him.
因为他对人的爱。
Because of His love for men.
那接下去说，他的信实达到穹苍。
And says your faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
那这跟神的信实有什么关系呢？
So what does it have to do with God's faithfulness?
当神拣选雅各以色列。
When God had chosen Jacob to become Israel.
叫做神的王子。
And that he is the prince of God.
而且神跟他立约。
And God made a covenant with him.
那既然立约，
since the covenant was made,
神一定遵守这个约到底。
God will surely keep this covenant till the end.
这个叫做神的信实。
This is what God's faithfulness is.
那我们在受洗的时候，
so in the time when we are baptized,
就是跟神立约。
And that is also the time we made a covenant with God.
就是立约要当神的儿女。
And we made a covenant to become God's children.
他的宝血把我们从魔鬼的手里救出来。
His precious blood had redeemed us from the hands of Satan.
我们是属于神的。
For now we belong to God.
所以神无时无刻不在 想念他跟我们所立的约。
Therefore, God always remembers the covenant He made with us.
他爱我们。
For He loves us.
他希望我们能够达到他跟我们立约那最后的目的，回到天国跟他一起享受永生。
He wishes that all of us may reach the ultimate goal of His promise, His covenant, which is to return to the heavenly kingdom.
因此，当人离开了神
，Therefore, when men have gone astray from God,
神就很希望人赶快回来。
It is God's wish that we may quickly return to Him.
因为我们是立约的。
Because we have made a covenant with God.
神又为我们预备。很丰盛的福气。
And God has prepared bountiful blessings for us.
神很爱我们。
God truly loves us.
所以神才要人回头。
Therefore, God wants men to return to Him.
不会说你离开了他，他就不要你了。
It is not that when we have departed from God, then God will forsake us.
因为神的慈爱跟神的信实。
Because of God's mercy and His faithfulness.
那我们现在再回来看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 3.Verse 7.
现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
我们现在来想哦。
Let us think about this.
神跟人的关系最困难在哪里
？What is the most difficult challenge between the relationship of God and men？
如果我们没有读圣经啊，用一般的常理来讲，神跟人关系最困难就是神。
Today, if we don't read the Bible, the hardest or most difficult challenge between the relationship of God and men is God.
为什么这样讲
？Why do we say this？
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
你现在。打电话告白宫，你可以跟奥巴马讲话吗
？Today, if you try to call the White House, will you be able to speak personal directly to Obama？
没有办法吧
？It's probably impossible.
甚至如果我们有一个很好的朋友
，Even today, if you have a good friend，
越来越成功，做来越爬越高
，And he's becoming more and more successful，
你要跟他讲话是通过秘书
，And if you want to speak to him, you need to go through his secretary。
他时间很忙
，And for he's very occupied。
讲话时间到了，秘书就来着，哎，时间到了。
So when the time is up, he or the secretary will tell you your time is up。
他爬得越高，认识人越多，我们的分量就越小。
And the higher you climb, the more people he will have around him, and your status will grow even smaller.
有时候不是我们改变了。
And it's not that we have changed.
是我们的朋友改变了。
But it is our friend who have changed.
所以关系就越来越远了。
So our distance will become farther and farther away.
那我们用这个经验来想我跟神的关系。
If we use this scenario to think about our relationship with God.
神这么伟大。
How great and mighty is God.
是一个沙
We're merely a dust.
我怎么有办法改变神
How is it that we can change God?
所以最难是神啊
Therefore, the most difficult part is God.
我祷告神怎么要听
When I pray, how is it that God will listen to me?
最难的是神啊
So God is the most difficult
part. 全世界这么多人在祷告
Out of so many people praying in this world,
神要听谁才好
Who will God listen to?
我把神当作人了
So now we have treated God as men.
但是如果我们在读这一句圣经
But however, when we read into this verse,
现在你转向我
Now return to me,
我就转向你们
And I will return to you.
这么伟大的神他在等
And this almighty God is waiting for us.
等看谁愿意转向他他就要转向他
He's waiting for whosoever will return to him and he will return to them.
就要重新建立这个亲密的关系
He will rebuild this intimate relationship.
所以这样看起来
From this,
人跟神发生的问题
So the problem that occurred between God and men.
神没有问题。
So it is God who doesn't have the problem.
问题在这。
The problem lies in men.
当这个问题要重新建立。
When we want to reestablish this relationship.
最困难不是神。
So the most difficult challenge is not God.
神是父亲啊。
For God is the Father.
父亲的门都是打开来的。
The Father's door is always open.
浪子为着自由就跑掉了。
And it is the prodigal son, for the sake of his own life, he ran away from the Father.
但是父亲的心是跟着浪子去的。
But the Father, the heart of the Father, went with this prodigal son.
所以最困难是那个浪子什么时候要回头。
So the most difficult part is when the prodigal son will return to him.
而不是这个父亲什么时候要回转向浪子。
And rather, it is not when the Father will return or turn back to his son.
那要叫那这个浪子回头也不简单啊。
But it's also not easy to allow the prodigal son to return.
因为他过得很自由啊。
Because he lived a very free life.
他要怎么活就怎么活。
And he can live as he wish.
他要睡到几点就睡到几点。
He can wake up whenever he wish.
他要怎么用钱就怎么用钱。
And he can spend all he wants.
完全的自由。
And he had absolute freedom.
他怎么会想回到父亲的家呢
How is it possible that he would ever want to return to his father's home?
父亲有很多的关心，很多的吩咐，变成一个残累。
And many of the instructions and care from his father will only become burdens to him.
所以最难的不是父亲了，最难是这个浪子怎么回头。
Though the most difficult part is not in the father, rather it is in the how it is in how the prodigal son will return.
那浪子怎么回头
？So how did the prodigal son return?
有一天他没东西吃啊。
One day he ran out of food to eat.
他要去养猪啊。
He had to go feed the pigs.
要吃猪吃的东西。
He had to eat the food of the pigs.
不然他就想，我在这里会饿死。
Or he thought to himself, I would surely starve to death.
没有前途的。
He had no future.
养猪这个跟犹太人这是一种侮辱。
To the Jews, feeding pigs is a shame, or it's a shame.
这是不干净的。
For there, the pigs were considered unclean.
他就觉悟了。
So he had a recognition.
觉悟说，我这样活得不好吧。
He thought, I'm wasting my life.
看起来是自由。
Even though he had all the freedom.
但是我什么都没有。
But now I have nothing.
变成养猪的。
Now he has become a pig feeder.
我可能随时都会死。
I could die any moment.
当他有这样的觉悟。
When he has such a realization.
离开父亲是不好的。
That departing from his father was a mistake.
他才想要改变。
Then did he want to change?
所以最难改变的是人啊。
Therefore, men are the hardest part to change.
我们在读这个耶利米书。
When we read the book of Jeremiah,
有23年的时间。
Within 23 years of time,
从早上到晚上,
from the morning till nighttime,
传达同一个讯息,
the same message was preached to them.
不要拜偶像,
do not worship idols.
回头吧,
return to God.
没有用啊,
but it was useless.
这不是人最难吗?
And isn't it true that men are the most difficult part?
历史的事实是这样,
and the history proves it right.
我们现在的体验也是这样,
and our experiences today also proves it true.
人的心硬到像金刚石。
And the heart are so stubborn as a rock.
人不愿意改变。
And men are stubborn to change.
这个是人跟神最大的障碍。
And that is the greatest hindrance between God and men.
所以这里说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Therefore, here it says, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
第七节。
Verse 7.
那你们才说如何才是转向呢
？But you said, "In what way shall we return?"
他们就不知道了。
And now they don't know the answer.
那从第八节一直到十二节就是一个例子。
From verse 8 to 12 is an example.
哦，那神就开始讲了，我就举一个例子，为什么你们离开我？
Then God raised an example, telling them why is it that you have departed from me?
什么叫做偏离神？什么叫做转向神？
What does it mean to go away from God? And what does it mean to return to God?
第八节。
Verse 8.
人岂可夺取神的物呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
Will a man rob?
就是你们当献的十分之一。
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings.
圣经说，夫妻两个要成为一体。
The Bible says husband and wife shall become one.
那一体就很亲密了。
And one is very intimate.
那你怎么知道夫妻真的是一体？
How do you know that the husband and wife are truly one?
真的那个心是合在一起的。
And that their heart are united.
有一个非常简单的方法。
And there's a very simple way.
你夫妻两个怎么处理钱？
So how does a husband and wife manage their wealth, their money?
钱在哪里，心就在哪。
Wherever the money is, that is where their heart is.
所以夫妻有的时候看起来很亲了，但是那个账户是分开的，你是你，我是我。
So even though sometimes a husband and wife may seem very close to each other, but they have separate accounts.
Mortgage 我付，但是费用你付。
I will pay for the mortgages, and you pay for the expenses.
我给我爸爸从我这一方，你给你妈妈从你那边。
And I will give to my mother from my own account, and you will give to your father from your own bank account.
河水不犯井水。就两个互不相干。
And so we will have nothing to do with each other.
哦，这个婚姻是有问题。
So there is a problem with this marriage.
为什么？
Why is that?
你钱，你两个一体的钱还会分吗？
So now that you are one, how is it that you can have two separate accounts?
哦，如果两个是一个身体，还会分吗？
If both are one body, then we used to have the separation.
那如果结婚前订契约，这更糟糕。
And so if you said there's some kind of agreement before your marriage, and that is even worse.
另糟糕就万一离婚，你的是你的，我的是我的，那这个叫什么结婚？
And that is, you have an agreement that one, if we ever divorce, and that is yours and mine is mine, then what kind of marriage is this?
这个叫做生意的伴侣。
And so we can say they're sort of just like business partners in marriage.
是伙伴嘛，那你的投资，我的投资不合就拆了。
So you have your investment, I have my own investment. If we don't work out, then we just go our separate ways.
那这个人跟神就是夫妻的关系。
So men and God are just like in the relationship of marriage.
圣经说，主耶稣用宝血把我们买出来。
Bible says God has purchased us with His blood.
所以我们是属于他的。
Therefore we belong to Him.
我们是属于主耶稣的。
We belong to Lord Jesus.
我们的额上盖有一个印。
And there's a sealed forge on our forehead.
那个印就是圣灵。
And that seal is the Holy Spirit.
证明我们是属他。
Proving that we belong to Him.
如果我们是属于主耶稣。
If we truly belong to Lord Jesus.
有哪一件我们有的不是主耶稣的？
And what we have, what one thing that we have today does not belong to our Lord.
我们的生命是主耶稣的。
Our life is our Lord's.
我们的孩子是主耶稣的。
Our children are our Lord's.
我们的时间是主耶稣的。
And our time belongs to the Lord.
我们的钱是主耶稣的。
Our money belongs to the Lord.
因为我已经属于主耶稣了。
Because I myself already belong to the Lord.
但是现在在实际上看起来不是这样。
However, reality tells us a different story.
就当献的十分之一。
So the tithe that we ought to offer.
神说：“你夺取我的东西，夺取我。
You have robbed me of my things.
你那个中文的供物点点点，原来没有，是你们夺我，抢夺我。
And it should only say you robbed me.
偷的跟抢的这个罪是不太一样的。
So the sin, the crime of stealing and robbing is a little bit different.
偷是你不知道的时候拿了一点东西。
Stealing means when that person is, does not know it, you steal something from that person.
强是你明明知道我要就是要，不给你就不还你就不还你。
But robbing means I know I can't return it to you and I will rob you instead.
所以有时候我们发现，我跟神没有问题啊。
So sometimes we may say, I have no problem with God.
真的这么简单，没有问题吗？
Is it really that simple that we have no problem at all?
最简单的问题，有没有现实意见？
But the most simple problem question is, have you offered tithe?
问题一问就知道，人跟神的问题就在这里啊。
So once you ask a question, you will know the problem between God and men.
人跟神最敏感的问题到最后还是钱啊。
And the most sensitive between God and men is still money.
钱献得出去，才表示我们对神的爱是真的。
If you offer to offer your tithe, then that proves that our love for God is true.
而且这个不是纳税啊。
And this is not when it is not like when we're paying taxes.
这是感恩。
Rather, it is thanksgiving.
因为我们能够活着。
Because today we're able to be alive.
才可以做这个做那个。
Only when we are alive can we do this or that.
神给我们能力。
God has given us strength.
神给我们机会。
God has given us opportunities.
所以前面九块是我们的，最后一块是神的。
So the $9 we can keep, the last $1 belongs to God.
因此这是一种感恩。
This is a type of thanksgiving.
而且我们再想清楚一点。
So let us think of it more clearly.
这个十一捐献虽然表面献给神哦，你也不是说乐捐捐一打开来，哎，钱不见了，主耶稣拿走了。
And so even when we offer the tithe to God, it's not that when we open up the offering box, the money suddenly disappears.
到最后财务季一季报表公布来。
And so when the financial affairs takes out the report,
用到哪里去？
So where are the money being used?
我们在灵会吃的东西。
The food that we eat during spiritual convocation.
冷气、暖气。
Or the air conditioning or the heater.
我们的设备。
Or our facilities.
这还是用到我们身上啊。
And everything that we offer is still used on ourselves.
所以人怎么归向神？
So how can man return to God?
就是从最简单的开始。
So we start from the most simple matters.
我不要想说我要为主耶稣殉道。
Don't think to yourselves that I have to martyr for Christ.
这个很伟大，这个将来。
And I will have a great future.
从最小的开始。
But we need to start from the smallest thing.
我要奉献十一捐来感谢神。
To offer up tithe to thank our Lord.
那这样叫做转向神。
And this is what it means to return to God.
那如果我们这样做，神就要转向我们。
Then if we do this, God will return to us.
那当神转向我们。
When God returns to us.
会发生什么事情？
What will happen then?
第十节。
Verse 10.
万军的神说，你们将当纳的十分之一全然送进仓库，使我加以粮，以此试试，使我为你们敞开天上的窗户，赐福给你，让你无处可。
Verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, pour out for you such blessings, that there will be no room enough to receive it.
这里说神要敞开天上的窗户。
That is, God will open the windows of heaven.
赐福给你，无处可容。
And to pour out such blessings that you will not have room enough to receive it.
是天上的窗户啊。
It is the windows of heaven.
所以那倒下来不一定是钱啊。
So what pours down from heaven may not necessarily be money.
是神的恩典。
It may be the blessings of God.
所以我们在奉献十一捐，有时候神保守我们。
So when we offer tithes, in times God may protect us.
让我们大家都很健康。
So we are all healthy.
不需要去用那个不必要的浪费的钱。
We do not need to waste any unnecessary money.
神保守我们。
God will watch us.
让我们下一代信仰都很好。
So God will watch the faith of our next generation.
这个都是神的恩典。
All these are grace of God.
甚至主耶稣告诉那少年的财主。
Even God told the wealthy young man.
你变卖所有分给穷人。
sell all your possessions and distribute it to the poor,
你就有财宝在天上。
Then you should have treasure stored up in heaven.
在天上我们是富足的。
So in heaven we are rich.
那接下去就在提到十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12, 11 says,
神要斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产。
And I will rebuke the devourers for your sake, so that it will not destroy the fruit of your ground.
葡萄树未熟也不会掉下来。
Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field.
然后十二节。
Verse 12.
万军的神，万国必称为你们有福，因为你们的地必称为喜乐之地。
And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
所以当我们回转向神。
So when we return to God.
神回转向我们。
And God returns to us.
我们的地要成为喜乐之地。
Our ground shall be a ground of delight.
因为要充满神的恩典。
For it shall be filled by the blessings of God.
活在神的恩典喜乐里面。
We will live in the grace and the blessings and joy of God.
这是何等的美好。
And how wonderful is this?
我们一起来默祷。
So let's pray in one accord.
Amen. 我们可以休息，慢五分钟，往后延五分钟。